And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball as we get ready for baseball here. Game two between the Chicago White Sox and the San Francisco Giants. It is July 4th weekend. Of course, we've got the game last night on the 1st. We've got the 2nd and 3rd, and then it's July 4th in Arizona for the Giants and the Diamondbacks, the first of 19 down there. But it is a holiday weekend. And it did start last night at the ballpark, 35,266 out there. So really, a very interesting game, which talked about a lot of things that are going on with the Giants and with the White Sox as the Giants lose it to the White Sox last night, 1-0. It's a nothing-nothing game going into the ninth inning, and the White Sox pushed across a run in the ninth inning. And I think the way they did it was indicative to me of what's going on with the Giants right now. And in that ninth inning, Gavin Sheets hits a ground ball down to Brandon Belt. And the thing to remember about Brandon Belt is he plays so far off the line that when he's got a ball that he catches between first and second and he's got to throw it to first to the pitcher covering, it's not that simple. It's not that simple. And I thought he rushed the throw. Sheets is not a fast runner. Duvall couldn't get there. The ball was high. Duvall missed it, and Sheets was on. Then Moncada strikes out, and then A.J. Pollock hits a ball down the third baseline that hits the bag and goes away from the third baseman at that point, and now it's first and second, and this brings up Garcia, Lurie Garcia, and Duvall is on the mound just throwing rockets and throwing that great slider. And now he throws a slider, and he hangs it. And Garcia hits it into right field. Yastrzemski fields it on a bounce. They've got a shot, no question, to get the play at the plate. They've got a pinch runner in there, Halsey, running for Sheets. And Yastrzemski bobbles it just for a minisecond, and he gets off a good throw, and it's just a little late to the plate, and the White Sox put that one run on the board. But light hitting Lurie Garcia gets the base hit on a hanging slider from Camilo Duvall. And that is the one run that the White Sox put up yesterday against the Giants, and they win it 1-0. But for the Giants, it was a game of mistakes, I think, defensively, as we can see in that ninth inning. And offensively, they didn't have a good game either, which has sort of been what is going on with this ball club lately. So let's take a look inside the numbers a little bit of what happened on Friday night. So the White Sox won 6-0. Giants got shut out on three hits, and they made that big error in the ninth inning, which led to the one run that the White Sox won by. Banks is the winner. He's the only lefty on the White Sox, and he got through his one inning, and Gabe Kapler made his moves with Slater and Ruff, and Ruff hit into the double play, and Banks got out of trouble. Duvall's a loser. He's 2-4. Graveman got the save, his fourth. He was in trouble in the ninth inning, and then Yastrzemski and LaStella chased out of the strike zone, and that is one of the things we'll talk about on the show today. The Giants are impatient right now, and pitches that they normally take, and they have all these walks that they get. Well, they've been in good hitting counts, but they've been chasing and helping the pitcher out, and that helped Graveman out in the ninth inning as he got Yaz on a fly to left. LaStella on a 3-1 pitch, he popped it up, and Vossler grounded out to second, and that was the end of the game there, 2 hours, 59 minutes. Now, Lance Lynn started the game for the Chicago White Sox, and he's a veteran. He's a hefty guy, let's put it that way, and he goes 6 innings of 3-hit ball, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, but again indicative of what's going on with the Giants not getting that big hit. In the first inning, Flores walks. Belt gets a hit, nice hit to left field. Belt 1-for-4 there. Belt, I will tell you this, is 1-for-19 and 3-for-27. Wow. Then Yastrzemski, he works a walk, and now they're loaded. And it's the first inning, and you just say, okay, here we go. Tommy LaStella coming up. And he ends up striking out, and Lance Lynn then settled down, really. And he was in no trouble as he went through the 6 innings, only giving up 3 hits. Now, on the other side of the coin, Alex Cobb pitched for the Giants last night. And as you could tell, I mean, it's a nothing-nothing game going into the ninth. Cobb was terrific. Five innings, three hits, no runs, a walk, and three strikeouts, 67 pitches. Now, they pull him after the fifth inning. Why did they do that, 67 pitches? Well, Moncada leads off the fifth inning and hits just a bomb to right center field. Yastrzemski makes one of his great catches to haul it in, and that one could have been a triple in triple's alley. Then he gives up a base hit to Pollock, a base hit to Garcia. He gets McGuire on a fly to left, and Anderson, who he really, the Giants ate up Tim Anderson all night long, hits it back to the box, and Cobb is done. Well, Gabe Kapler had seen enough, and I think the Giants were worried. It's the third time through. It looked like he got hit a little bit. He's coming back off the IL. So at 67 pitches, they took him out. But this brings in the bullpen, and this bullpen has been overused, and I will say it again. We're only at July 2nd, and you look at Brebbia, 35 appearances, Rogers, 36, Duvall, 35, all in the top six of Major League Baseball. And the bullpen parade started in the sixth, and Brebbia did his job, and Rogers did his, and Leon, of course, gets in a little bit of trouble. He got out of it, and then Duvall gave up the run in the ninth, and the White Sox win the game. 1-0, wow, over the Giants. So, as I say, it exposed some of the things going on with the Giants. Their defense has not been good. They're not hitting the ball right now. They have a lot of players in a slump. They're not getting the big hit when they need it. Runners in scoring position, only two last night. They're 0-2. Last 11 games, they're 3-8. And we've reached the one-third mark in their last 54 games. That's a third of a season. They are 26-28, so a lot to talk about today with this ball club and how they're playing and what can be done and things like that. There were a couple of good things last night, and that was Yastrzemski in the outfield. Boy, he has settled in as a center fielder or a right fielder, and he just bobbled that throw in the ninth inning just slightly, and that allowed Hasley to score the winning run, which turned out to be the winning run. Giants at home now are 21-18 in July, 0-1. June, of course, they were even at 13-13. 6-3 against the Central. And in this 11-game streak here, which really was the Reds, the Tigers, now the White Sox, and we've got Arizona coming up. They are 2-4, and really it should be turned around. They just can't get the big hit right now. So in the homestand, they're 2-4. And for the Giants, they are now 40-35, 7.5 games behind the Dodgers in the National League West. Fans, it's time for a Perry's Preview sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. Well, we've got a really good matchup today. Two young pitchers, Dylan Cease for the White Sox, and Logan Webb for the Giants here. Dylan Cease, he's 26 years old, 6'2", 200, a big guy. He's 6-3, 256 earned run average, a 123 whip so far this season. It's his 74th game and his 74th major league start. Now in June, he's been pretty good. Listen to these numbers, 27 1/3 innings in five games, so almost six a game. Only 19 hits, 10 runs given up in the five games. One home run, 14 walks, and 27 1/3 innings pitched, 45 strikeouts. Wow, this right-hander can bring it. He's been in 15 games this year, 81 innings pitched, 63 hits, 23 earned runs, 10 unearned, so the White Sox defense has hurt him. Six homers in the 81 innings, 37 walks, and 121 strikeouts. It's about a 3-1 ratio, but a big strikeout number. Wow. Last Sunday against the Orioles, he went seven innings, four hits, a run, a home run, one walk, and 13 strikeouts. Lifetime's 28-21. Batting average against, it's 209. Lefties, 265 with one homer. Righties, 165, but they have hit five home runs against them, so we'll see where that goes. First pitch, like many of the pitchers in today's world, you put it in play, 14-34, over 400. With a couple of homers. Runners in scoring position, you can imagine. He's pretty tough, 197. Runners in scoring position, two out, 219. First time through the lineup, 185, then 188. And then you get him the third time through, 295. So that seems to be the story for Dylan Cease. Seven stolen bases, three caught stealing. And only Lamont Wade Jr., late night Lamont, has seen him before. 1-for-2 with a double. All right, so the Giants counter with Logan Webb. 25 years old, 6'2", 220. He's had a great season, I think. He'll be an all-star. 7-2 this year with a 304 earned run average. His whip is 1.12. In June, he's been in five games, 30 innings pitched, only 24 hits, 7 earned runs, and like Cease, 1 home run, 8 walks, and 31 strikeouts. In the 15 games this year for Logan Webb, 91 innings, that's 6 a game, 81 hits, 31 runs, excellent, only 6 home runs in 91 innings, 22 walks, and 81 strikeouts. It's almost 4-1 there on his ratio. It's only his 64th Major League game and his 61st start. He's 23-12 lifetime. If he can win this one today, that's a .667 winning percentage as a big leaguer. Batting average against is .235. Lefties, as I've told you many times, hit him a little better. He's got to get that changeup down. He's got to get that slider down in back foot of those lefties. 3 homers. Righties 211 with 3 home runs. Like Cease, you put the first pitch in play, 15-for-34 with a homer. One of the problems this year for Logan Webb is runners in scoring position. They're hitting .309 against him, and with two out, .258, a little bit better. First time through the lineup, .274. We like to see him get settled with 3 homers. Second time through, and the Giants score so many runs in those early innings, and I always say, you give this kid a lead, he knows how to pitch. Second time through, .238 with 2 homers, and that's about when the Giants should have a lead in the game. Third time through, .161 with no home runs, 8 stolen bases, 1 caught stealing. Josh Harrison, 0-for-3, and A.J. Pollock, remember him from the Dodgers and Arizona. He is 1-for-5. All right, so that's the matchup. Dylan Cease, Logan Webb, Game 2 between the Giants and the White Sox. Tony La Russa matches wits with Gabe Kapler. All right, in baseball today, Miami at Washington, Castano and Tetterolt there. St. Louis and Philly, Libertor, the young lefty, and Gibson. Milwaukee and Pittsburgh, Wilson in that one for Pittsburgh. Atlanta and Cincinnati, Strider and Malley. We've seen both of them. Texas and the Mets, Martin Perez, and David Peterson, two good lefties. Boston and the Cubs, Winkowski and Mills. San Diego and L.A., it is Darvish and Tyler Anderson. And Arizona and Colorado, Dallas Keuchel gets his second start for Arizona. And Austin Gomber, he goes for the Colorado Rockies. Boy, the Giants in Arizona on July 4th. We'll talk about that one as the weekend goes by. All right, so that's our Perry's preview. Coming up next, we've got Susan Slusser, who covers the Giants for the San Francisco Chronicle. So many things to talk about with Susan on a beautiful Saturday as we get ready for baseball right here. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.